Welcome to the show, Julia Putsies. You're a certified nutritional therapy practitioner. What is that?
It's basically a nutrition certification that's very holistic leaning, so giving people nutrition advice on what to eat.
Wow, that's awesome. That's what led you to found and become the GM of Trash Panda, a food scanner app.
That's right.
So what does Trash Panda actually do?
So Trash Panda helps you understand the ingredients in your food so that you can avoid potentially harmful additives in ultra-processed food and find healthier swaps for the foods that you may love. We do allow people to customize their experience for gluten, dairy, soy, and eggs. We mostly focus on flagging any ingredient that everyone should be avoiding. So ultra-processed chemical additives, things like artificial dyes or artificial sweeteners, artificial flavors, colors, that everyone should be avoiding in their food in order to optimize their health.
And that is part of your mission at Trash Panda, isn't it? Is providing food transparency?
Exactly. There can be a lot of confusing marketing claims on foods these days, and people are looking for packaged foods and convenience, but they're also trying to eat healthy, and there's a lot of confusion about what's really healthy and what isn't. So my philosophy and Trash Panda's philosophy is that the truth of what's really healthy for you lies in the list of ingredients on the package. You should be focused on eating real whole food ingredients, not ingredients that are made in the lab, and ultimately contribute to those poor health outcomes that you want to avoid.
Well, that is really unique. Your approach to nutrition. So it's really a core philosophy of Trash Pandas to categorize foods as not good or bad, but helping people find their own path to better eating.
Exactly. It kind of came out of my philosophy when I changed my mindset around looking. I used to look at the calories and count calories and feel like if I was just eating under 2,000 calories a day, then that was what being healthy was. But I realized that that's not really the key to health. You can be eating under 2,000 calories or, you know, at a certain weight, but you're not eating real food. And ultimately, these ultra-processed foods, even if they look healthy, things like light and fit yogurt or different salad dressings or the I can't believe it's not butter, those are actually doing more harm to your health in the long term. So shifting my focus from counting those calories, looking more at the nutrition facts, to reading the ingredients list is what made all the difference for me.
Well, I love your sentence here. The enemy isn't the product, but the additive ingredients that can be harmful. That's exactly right. And that's exactly what really Trash Panda's focuses on.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's nothing wrong with eating packaged food. She's not saying that, everyone. It's fine. You can still eat your packaged foods, but make sure you know what's in them. So, you know, let's take Trash Pandas along when we go to make those healthy food choices. What are some ways that we should help, and Trash Panda can help us, Julia, to make those good food choices? Because I really need to do it at my age. I mean, sorry, I'm in my late 50s, but you know, I want to make sure that I stay at my best health. So
exactly. Yeah. Trash Panda basically cuts through the noise of all those marketing claims. You know, you see packages today that say it's low in fat or it's sugar free, or the biggest thing now is it's high in protein. Those things aren't really telling you if that food is good for you. And you're absolutely right. You can still eat packaged foods, convenience foods. There's a difference between a food being packaged and being ultra processed. So the Trash Panda app helps you to identify those ultra-processed foods, and that's based on the ingredients. So you just scan the barcode. It'll flag any ingredients that you want to avoid as potentially harmful, questionable, or any form of added sugar. And that way you can tell how many of those additives are in that food and get that healthier swap. So we'll actually provide you with other choices in the app when you scan something so that you can find something with fewer flagged ingredients.
Like added sugars.
Exactly.
Okay, I didn't know this. There are 60 different names for added sugar that can appear on a food label?
Exactly. Yeah. And we are eating way too much added sugar in the United States today on average. So there are over 60 different names. Like you said, they can come up as things like fructose or dextrose. And consumers don't necessarily know to look for those names. They know to look for sugar. But obviously, names like high fructose corn syrup pop up on there. And that's a huge issue in our diets today, is that we're just way consuming too much sugar. See when sugar pops up, especially in things that you wouldn't expect, like your ketchup or your salad dressing, or again, those things that look healthy, like flavored yogurt. It makes it easier to avoid.
And what about processed sugars and artificial sweeteners? Do we need to worry about that too? And does Trash Panda help with that?
Yes, we flag all artificial sweeteners and sugar alcohols as well. So you do want to be aware of how much added sugar you're consuming. But a lot of times when foods have lower sugar, or they say that they are sugar-free, they're replacing that sugar with an artificial sweetener. And sometimes those artificial sweeteners can be even worse for your body than a little bit of added natural sugar. So you want to be aware of any of those artificial sweeteners. Things like aspartame and erythritol can cause issues in your gut and disrupt your gut microbiome and cause, you know, uncomfortable gas, bloating, things like that. And then just bigger issues down the line because your gut is such a core to your overall health.
Well, you know, and it really is. You don't realize that too until you experience maybe a stress event. And because I cared for my mom for a really long time and I didn't realize that the stress was causing me, you know, some digestive issues and avoiding things, you know, like using Trash Panda to help to have eaten better. That would have helped me a lot, actually.